your mom's face, okay?
Got it.
Now we're gonna come around here. Come on, you got it? Come on down until you end up right there.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, we're practicing for a social studies project. We have to videotape a day on the job with a parent.
Ah, okay. Well, what do you want me to say?
Actually, Dad, we figured that a lawyer would be more interesting than a doctor.
Yep, criminals are more interesting than babies. The best video will be shown in front of the school assembly.
The winner gets a certificate and a trophy. Just like winning an Academy Award.
Well, don't let me stand in the way of your winning an Oscar. Have you spoken to your mother about this?
She said yes.
Okay.
I want to be on TV.
No, not now, Olivia. Get out of the way.
How about if I sing?
Olivia, come on. No, Olivia. I think Dad wants you in the kitchen. All right. And then...
Video.
What's the matter?
Rudy and Kenny won't let me be in their video.
Oh, well, join the club. They won't let me in there either.
But I can sing.
Yes, and I was all prepared to tell jokes and be funny.
I tell jokes better than you.
I beg your pardon?
Your jokes are for old people. My jokes are for little kids. When you tell a joke, nobody laughs except you.
Thank you. Yeah, see? Now, that's why they won't let you on. Because you can't hit those notes properly. Now, if you just sing in another key, get a lower key, go on back. Show you what I mean. Ben-dan-dan-dan-dan.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
Yeah, see? You're straining. That key is too high for you. Lower. Lower.
Lower.
Lower.
Lower.
There you go.
Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
Lower.
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 Hit it. You're still growing.
In seconds, Attorney Huxtable will race down these stairs to face another grueling day of defending her clients.
Good morning.
Do that differently.
Do what?
We want you to race down the stairs, grab your briefcase, and shoot out the door like your skirt's on fire.
Better yet, just run down the stairs and we'll throw you a briefcase.
Well, why would I do that?
Because we're trying to make it exciting.
Yeah, like the lawyer shows on TV.
Why is it that every time you people have a video to make, you want me to turn into Batgirl? You know, Theo wanted me to hang from a chandelier. Vanessa wanted me to somersault through the kitchen and end up in the firing pose. I don't think so, honey. I'm not Batgirl. I'm not Mrs. Rambo. I am Mrs. Claire Huxtable, attorney at law. Got it?
Yes.
Okay, shall we go?
Yes. Well, I guess asking her to roll over the hood of the car is out.
Thank you.
This office is perfect. Looks very official.
That's right. This is where all the action happens. My mom is a hot lawyer.
All right, let's see some criminals.
Yeah.
Have a seat, Mr. Parker. Mrs. Huxtable will be with you in a moment.
Well, thank you. Hi.
Hi.
George, I told you about my daughter, Rudy, and her friend, Kenny.
Oh, sure.
Have a seat, please. Go ahead, children.
Mrs. Huxtable's first client of the day, Mr. George Parker. He may even be a criminal.
There it is.
Oh, good.
Well?
I feel great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, bye.
Have a nice day.
That was it?
Actually, what you just saw was the end of a very complicated case. You see, our client's patent had been violated. Now, fortunately, we didn't have to go to court.
But, Mom, don't you want to go to court?
No offense, Miss Huxtable, but you'll never be as big as Perry Mason.
Let's hope not. Don't worry, Lyman. We're not going to let anyone gobble you up. No. All right. Bye. That was a client trying to avoid a hostile takeover.
Is that like a kidnapping?
In a way, yeah.
Roll tape.
Wait a minute. It all takes place on paper. You see, when someone wants to take over a company, they buy as much stock as they can so they can control the entire organization.
Do they use guns?
No.
Cut.
Kenny, law can be exciting without guns.
I know, but they help.
Listen, I think I have just the thing that will be of interest to you two. It's called trademark infringement. Start your camera, and I will explain trademark infringement. In the case of Horndecker versus Horndecker, you have two brothers who own a popcorn company, but they have so they decide to start a separate company. Paul is chairman of the board. Harry refined the recipe for the popcorn and therefore is entitled to use of the name. What a world, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Come in.
Excuse me, am I interrupting?
Oh, no, Steve, not at all. Rudy and her friend Kenny are making a video for one of their class projects, and I'm the subject. Rudy, you remember Mr. Parnell, one of our senior partners?
Hello.
Hello there. I bet you kids don't realize how funny law can be.
Roll them.
Now, this is about the Martindale stock merger.
I heard you won that hands down.
But the best part was the defense counsel's personal appeal to the judge. And I quote, "Your Honor, you restrained us from issuing stock. You've frozen our assets. You've stripped us bare. All we have left is our torts." You get it? The torts, the shorts. You see, torts is an area of law that deals with damages. All we have left are our torts.
I'm going to file these papers. Would you like to film that?
No, thank you.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Rudy, we're in trouble.
We can kiss that trophy goodbye.
The trophy died with the short tort joke.
Man, I can't believe this.
Oh, I'm telling you, he plows into me, and then he takes off at 90 miles an hour. Well, naturally, I took off after him.
You remember my daughter, Rudy?
Oh, hi.
This is her friend, Kenny. Kenny, could you in have this sure. seat, please?
Oh.
Thank you.
Anyway, I follow him for 15 blocks. I'm chasing him. I finally catch up to him when he crashes into a fire hydrant. Hi. Water is spouting everywhere. I jump out, drag him out of the car. I'm the one with whiplash, and he's suing me for assault.
Oh, that's outrageous.
That's what I think. I'm not going to stand for this.
And you shouldn't.
That's right. Okay. I'll see you later. Bye.
Whoa, congratulations, Mom. That's a great case.
Oh, Rudy, what are you talking about? Joanne is my law clerk, honey, not a client.
I know, but she needs your help. You're going to defend her, aren't you?
Yeah, that maniac broke her neck and now he's suing her.
Mom, you got to defend her. It's a lot better than the popcorn guys.
But, Rudy, I don't practice that kind of law. Now, if she wants to go down the hall to Simmons, I'm sure he'd be more than happy to represent her.
Why don't you give Simmons the popcorn guy's case, and you can take Joanne's case, and we can recreate the crime.
What crime?
You know, when the maniac bashes her with his car, she chases him and beats him up.
Now, wait a minute. We're not going to recreate any crime.
But, Mom, we've been here all morning and we don't have anything.
Now, what do you mean you don't have anything? You have a lot of interesting things. Rudy, you have trademark infringement, hostile takeover. You have stock merger.
But, Mom, none of that has any action in it.
Well, everything doesn't have to have action, Rudy. And I am certainly not going to fake anything to provide a phony sense of drama for your video. Now, would you like to hear about one of my many action-packed tax evasion cases?
Fine, Mom.
Good. I'll get my files, and I'll be right back.
We're dead.
Yep.
Chocolate. Mm. Well, how'd the taping go? Really? Hey, no. How'd the videotaping go? Did you put it all together?
What's to put together?
Ooh, somebody is angry with you. So I try not to get the children angry with me, boy.
I don't care if Rudy's angry with me.
I don't like it when the children get angry with me. Oh, they just give you looks. It makes you kind of frightened. Makes you feel like you don't want to sleep at night, you know? An 11-year-old angry with you, come in your room and hit you with an apple or something. Well, I guess I'll go in and talk to her. But I'm not afraid of her. I just don't want to upset her.
Dad, we're in trouble.
Not we. I'm not in trouble. Your mother loves me.
Cases are boring. And when a fun one came in, the car chase, a broken neck, and all that good stuff, she gave it away. We have to turn this in the day after tomorrow, and we don't have anything.
Well, I'm sorry that you happen to have two boring parents. Hello? Yes, Mr. Royal, how far apart are they? Okay, you guys head for the hospital. This is it. Yeah, all right. And I'll meet you over there. I'm on my way. Well, I have to go over to the boring hospital and deliver a boring baby.
Can we come? Yeah, I'd love to film a baby being born.
No, you can't go. You cannot. You are not allowed in the delivery room.
Can we come anyway?
Look, if you're thinking about taping something, you shoot the front of the building, and you shoot the waiting room, and that's it.
We'll take it.
Okay, but I'm telling you, all you'll be able to tape is outside of the hospital and the waiting room. You understand me? I'll get the car, meet you around front. All right.
Why do you want to go and sit in the boring waiting room? We're not going to get anything.
Are you kidding? Hospitals are full of action. Once we get inside, we'll sneak to the emergency room, and you know what happens there.
But none of those are my dad's patients.
Your dad's a doctor. He fixes everything. We'll just tell him there's patients. Think of all the good things we can get.
Old Blue, shock him again. Doctor, you're losing him.
Doctor, stat. Where's that IV? Where's the liver?
Rush that right now to the emergency immediately. Come on, Rudy, let's get that trophy. He's going. He's going. He's gone. He's back. Wait a minute. Give him his leg. Oh,
so we'll be in labor room 4. Okay, thank you.
This is my father, Dr. Huxtable. He's about to deliver a baby. Let's watch.
So how far apart are they?
3 minutes apart.
3 minutes apart. How do you feel, Julie?
Fine, Dr. Huxtable. I'll be glad when this is over.
All right, honey. Go ahead. You two, in here. In here. Now, this is where the two of you will wait. You will wait right here. You understand? You will wait right here.
Got it. Absolutely. Are you ready?
Yeah.
But the guard's right there. As soon as he finishes, we'll split up and scout the place. Meet back here in 15 minutes and compare injuries. Get the best stuff. Okay. There he goes. Let's go.
We were just trying to find the soda machine. My dad said we could get a soda.
What a coincidence. It's right here.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll stay put.
We're put.
Mr. Arroyo, how's your wife?
She's due any minute now. I just have to sign these forms.
Mr. Arroyo, how'd you like to videotape the birth of your baby?
I would, but I don't have a camera.
You can borrow ours.
You would do this for me? Oh, that's so wonderful of you.
Well, maybe you could do us a favor, too.
What?
Well, my father has never had a videotape of one of his births. I think it would be a very nice surprise for him.
Oh, you're such thoughtful children. Of course I'll be glad to help. I'll give you a copy.
Go ahead, your baby's going to be born.
My wife will be so happy. It's a girl. I can tell you how beautiful it was.
Well, just give us the tape and we'll make copies and we'll get it to you.
Oh, no. It will be my pleasure to make a copy of the tape for your father.
Copy of the... No. We don't want a copy of the tape.
Where'd you get that silly idea from?
Yeah, we don't want
it. You told me you wanted it as a surprise for Dr. Huxtable.
I thought that camera looked familiar.
Oh. I ruined the surprise.
Why don't you give me that tape since it's no longer a surprise?
I'll bring you a copy this evening.
All right. What's the matter with you two? Why is it that you're willing to take credit for something you haven't done?
You're the only one who'd know.
Well, that's not true. You know.
Well, we tried, Kenny.
And we lost. Well, I better go home.
Yeah.
Hello. Here is your father's copy of the video. It's beautiful. He's a very fine doctor.
That's what everyone says.
No, you don't understand. Your father is a very special person. He just doesn't deliver babies. His job also is to bring hope into the world. What a wonderful profession.
Mr. Royal, would you mind saying that one more time?
What?
Just say what you just said.
I'm not sure what you want me to say, but I think Dr. Huxtable has the best job there is, to bring hope into the world.
What you have just seen are some of the nice things people have to say about my father. The delivery of the baby was shot by Mr. Arroyo because we weren't allowed in the delivery room.
All right.
Very nice, you two. No. We're very proud of both of you.
Yeah. And you see, you did it with your minds. You stay within the rules. And look at that. You won a trophy.
You should have heard my acceptance speech.
No, you shouldn't have. Dad, he went on and on. People started throwing their lunches at him. The gym teacher had to haul him off the stage.
Well, I had to thank all the little people.
Kenny, yeah. You are the little people.
Well, Mr. Arroyo did a nice job, too.
Yes, and of course, I want to thank you for all the close-ups of the babies. No close-ups of me at all, just close-ups to the babies. I mean, what did they do? They just laid there and said, wah, wah, wah. I'm the one. More close-ups of your father. Next time, you steal pictures.